All right, Porch Talk, November 7th. We'll get straight to it. Donald Duck is the president. No further comments from Porch Talk.
Yep.
Moving on from that schmuck. We're going to be going over the NFL Week 9. Touch on that. Xavier, you have any I'm here with Xavier. You have any NFL Week 9 takes? Chiefs beat Tampa Bay. Detroit's probably the best in the NFL.
Chiefs low key might go underrated. They might.
Undefeated.
Yeah, they might go undefeated. It's like they play like teams that's not even really like contenders. Well, I mean they play the Broncos, the Bills, and I guess you say yeah, the Texans, and I guess you could say the Steelers, but that's really it. Other than that, all those other games, they can easily tick those games. So I'm really thinking like they might can
Damn, dude,
really
that's
go like
I didn't even know this.
yeah,
They
so
play
like I'm like
Denver next
scared.
week. They play Denver next week in Kansas City. They play Buffalo in Buffalo, which I'm taking Pat Mahomes in Buffalo 100
I'm
times
taking
out of
Buffalo.
100.
I'm
Oh,
taking
okay.
Buffalo.
Well, that's gonna be a good one. But then
Yeah.
they play Carolina the week after in Carolina. They play the Raiders at home. They play the Chargers. That'll be a decent one.
Yeah, I don't know though.
Chiefs, Brown, I don't think the Chargers will sustain that good of a defense till
Yeah.
week, what is that, week 15. They play Cleveland the week after. They play the Texans at home, Steelers
That's a
in
good one.
Pittsburgh, and then Denver. Yeah, they theoretically could they could win out.
Annoying.
Jesus.
So like I don't know, man. They might go undefeated. We don't know. Oh, I wanted to ask you a question. Because a lot
Go
of people
ahead.
were saying that Todd Bowles should have went for that 2-point conversion. You think so?
You're talking about the 2-point conversion where they didn't get it?
Yeah, let me like when they tied the touchdown to go to
Yeah.
overtime and he decided to
Yeah.
kick the field goal.
I was raised in a football house that always taught me, and all my football coaches always said that you go for two when you need to go for two. Like,
Yeah.
I'm under the, like, take your points and then the next drive, worry about getting two. Like, that's just my personal opinion.
So
I
you
mean, I
said just
guess,
take the points?
yeah, I think you should take points. If the game does not require you to go for two, in that moment, especially when you bring in a context, when you bring into context a defense like Kansas City, if you don't need to go for two right there, take your points. Take your points. The one thing that I've learned watching Kansas City football for the last couple of years is you cannot leave points off the board against Kansas City. You got to
But that's
take
the
every point
thing.
you can get.
But that's the thing. Like Tampa's offense wasn't really doing nothing all game. So I'm thinking if they go into overtime, that gives either Pat Mahomes to get a chance to score, or I didn't even have faith in their offense to go down and score. I didn't have faith in their offense to just go down and score. Like I
But
said,
Baker just went down and scored the drive before.
yeah, I understand that, but I didn't have faith in him to go do that in the overtime
Twice?
against the
Yeah.
defense. Like I didn't have faith in like. I believe he should have went for it because there's sometimes with football where you gotta go for it.
You just
You know what
gotta
I'm
win
saying?
it.
Yeah, you just
Yeah.
gotta go for it. Put your money where your mouth
That's
is.
one of those coaching moves that like makes coaching difficult because if Todd Bowles does go for that and they convert, he's a genius. If they go for it and he doesn't get it, then he's a schmuck and his job's on the line all week. So that's a difficult one.
But it comes with it though. So, hey, either
Yeah,
way.
I'm just under the I just feel like you got to just take it. I mean, if you told me that Kansas City was going to win the kickoff or going to win the coin toss and Pat Mahomes gets the ball to go down and win the game, then I could entertain getting two, but like we obviously didn't know that KC was going to win the toss before. Baker
Yeah.
went with tails. I'm a tails never fails type of guy, so sometimes the dice just doesn't roll for you, man.
Yeah.
I just feel bad
Yeah.
for Baker. He's a dog.
I wasn't saying it was like a bad decision. I was just saying like, oh, like you know what I'm saying? Either way, but I don't know. He could have, I don't know, but exactly, you're
Let's
right.
stay on the, because we're going to be going over the trade deadline moves. Let's stay on the Chiefs. They got Josh Uche from the Patriots for essentially a bag of chips. Don't really understand that one as a Patriots fan. He was one of our best defensive players, so he's gone, or he's in Kansas City now. And then they're obviously big one who just had two touchdowns against Tampa is D Hop. What do you rate Kansas City's trade deadline for a team that was already undefeated? Now you add, I don't know, I don't want to say Hall of Fame wide receiver than D Hop,
Hell
but
yeah, he's a Hall of Fame.
is he Hall of Fame? Okay,
He
you got a
has to be
future
Hall of
Hall of
Fame.
Fame wide receiver, and then Josh Uche, who's great young talent in the middle linebacker. So a 7-0 team essentially that's got two more players to assist with them tremendously. What grade do you give Kansas City?
I give them a 10. D Hop is a dog. He's always been consistent. He's the only wide receiver I know that can have like look at the quarterbacks he's had in his career. Matt Schaub, Fitzpatrick, who else? Fucking Savage. I don't even know his first name. Like he's really The
Will
only good
Levi's.
court
Will Levi
before Mahomes,
Jeans.
yeah, before Mahomes, Watson was the best quarterback he's ever had. So now that he got Pat Mahomes, who already got 3 rings, I feel like D-Hop might get one.
Did you see that one catch? I think it was in the third or fourth quarter where Pat, the pocket collapsed like immediately off the snap, but Patrick was out of the gun. And D-Hop's double covered like 30 yards downfield. And it just, Pat just throws it up. Just D-Hop's out there somewhere. Fuck it.
No, I didn't
And
see that.
just straight into the fucking bread basket over two DBs. Yeah, I
Yeah,
don't know. I don't know who allowed Kansas City to get DeAndre Hopkins. And Josh
and
Uche,
what?
like, I know
Yeah.
D-Hop's going to get a lot of the light, but Josh Uche is a dog, so
Yeah, I was
I don't
about
know
to
who
ask
allowed
you because
that.
I don't know his game too much. So I was gonna ask you, think that's a good one?
Yeah, he's been our probably at least, I'd say top three defensive players for the last two seasons. Middle linebacker. So he's definitely gonna, I mean, that Kansas City defense is already arguably the best defense in football right now with Steve Spags, and then you throw in Josh Uche, it's just gonna get better. So I don't know. It's looking like we're gonna have another Kansas City Super Bowl. Probably Kansas City, Detroit.
I want that. I want that.
While we're on Detroit, they beat Green Bay. That game was essentially over the moment Jordan Love threw that pick six. They didn't really even need to come out of the halftime break.
Nope.
And then I don't even really have many other comments. What do you think about the Brian Branch ejection?
Nah, he didn't deserve that. He didn't deserve that. Cause I mean, it was targeting, but I don't feel like he did that intentionally. Like, you got to get like, they're football players. They're not fucking walking slow on the field. You feel me? They're
Full
running fast
speed.
as a like full speed. And mind you, it was raining too in that game. So you know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? Slip and
Vision's
fall,
a
but
little
like,
foggy.
yeah. So I ain't gonna put that on him. And he's not even known for it to be a dirty player. So yeah, it's nothing. It's football.
Yeah, Bill Belichick was on some type of show. He seems to be the busiest man in America right now with getting fucking TV deals. But he was on some program talking about he would like to see how he would like to see, like, in college, if Brian Branch makes that hit in college, he's ejected 11 out of 10 times, no question,
Hell yeah.
straight to the locker room. Bill Belichick was just saying, when you come to the NFL, you essentially, these players learn the game for 4 years, however long they're in college, they learn the college rules. And then they come to the NFL, and it's a whole different type of rules, especially with like targeting, the hits to the head, stuff like that. I like what Bill Belichick was saying. Just keep one unanimous rule for both college and the NFL. Like, there's no need to switch the rules when you get to the big leagues. For me, it's just if it's a targeting in the college, it's targeting in the NFL. And the thing with Brian Branch on for me on that one, like, I agree with you that it's raining and you may have slipped, face mask all foggy, maybe. Maybe he's got some hot breath. He's getting a little condensation going on in the helmet. But I think it was Dontavian Wicks, drops the ball. Brian Branch takes three more steps and then delivers the hit. And he could not have hit him any more perfectly in the middle of the fucking face. Like, that was the most helmet to helmet. That was some damn face to face hit. So that was just pretty blatant to me. I don't think he did it intentionally, but that's just the thing. It's just like a dying game. Like, for me, Brian Branch is probably the best, one of the best safeties in football, one of the best strong safeties. And if you go down the line of good strong safeties throughout history, every single strong safety is gonna hit. Every single one you pick is gonna hit because that's what a strong safety is supposed to do. So for me personally, I don't even mind if I'm Dan Campbell. Obviously, that's a big to get a guy, your basically best defensive player, get ejected in the second quarter. But for me, that's Brian Branch setting the tone for the rest of the season and setting the tone for any other wide receiver coming over the middle of the field for the next 10 weeks that Brian Branch is there and he's gonna hit. So for me, I think he should be ejected. But I like that he did it. I don't, and I wouldn't say I like that he did it because I don't think it was intentional, but I like the thought of my strong safeties hitting people and maybe even getting ejected. Like, you didn't have damn you any you ask any wide receiver that played from 2000 to up, 2010, like 95 to 2010, who are they worried about over the middle of the field? You worry about Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed, Brian Dawkins. All of those guys hit the fucking helmet off you. So it's
That's a
not like we're
fact.
coming from a passive league where it's like, whoa, like, I've never seen a strong safety hit
Hey,
before.
you forget what like
Ronnie Lott,
you gotta forget Willis.
Rodney
Like our
Harrison.
generation got some hitters too.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm just
Our
saying,
generation got some hitters. Yeah, we got some
particularly
strong
strong safety,
safety. Hell yeah.
Rodney Harrison, Troy
Oh hell yeah.
Polamalu, Brian
Sean Taylor.
Dawkins, Sean Taylor, rest in peace. Exactly. So that's every single one of those guys is known for hitting. Every single one. The first thing you think of when you name those type of names is big hits.
Who was that
Maybe
safety
Troy
that?
Polamalu jumping the A gap, but go ahead.
Yeah, who was that safety? I remember one player, a retired player, said one safety hit him so hard like his soul left his body or some shit.
I don't
I
know.
don't.
I'll look that up. Let me look
Yeah,
that
he said
up.
his, he said like his like he felt like his soul left his body or something, like he just like gone,
I'm gonna
like
guess like a Brian Dawkins, probably.
yeah, I don't know, but yeah,
Rodney Harrison, maybe.
but yeah, you're right, man. You're right. I feel like Dan Kevin probably like slapped him on the butt, say yeah. Maybe he was
Yeah,
like,
and
cause maybe
he's that type of dude.
yeah, cause basketball players said like sometimes the coach tells him to go and do a hard foul, but like that's different from football, obviously. But you know what I'm saying, like
And I don't want
you
to
want to
get
set the
all—I don't want to
tone.
get too conspiratorial on you. I'm just gonna go back to what you just said, though, real quick about the soul hit. I looked it up. I got Sean Taylor coming up and Ronnie Lott. So you could close your eyes and pick either one,
You
and
said
it's
who?
probably the two that come up are Sean Taylor and Ronnie Lott.
Oh,
So
Sean Taylor probably.
either one of them, yeah. But the thing I want to say about good old Dan Gamble's over there is he was a part of that whole Bounty Gate team. He was working for Sean Payton at the time in New Orleans.
Wait,
He was a
hold on. I never understood that because I always wondered why the hell Sean Payton was never in Madden.
Yeah,
Because I thought
so
it.
I don't know if that's the reason. He probably just didn't sign it with
Oh.
the right. It's like Bill Belichick
Uh-oh.
never was in the game. But nah, so I'm just saying, like, it's not like Dan Campbell's one person to say, like, hey, don't hit hard. He was right in the middle of that fucking Bounty Gate thing in 2009.
Wait, what
So
was that?
it was when the Saints player, there were the DB coaches, the middle linebacker coaches, Sean Payton probably. They were literally like, you take a guy out of the game, you make this much money, you give a guy a concussion, you make this much money. You ruin a guy's career by a leg injury, you get this type of money. Like, there was incentives to like injure players. Like, the
So they
Saints
were
were
telling
paying
their
out
players to injure
bounties.
players?
Yeah, it was bounty. That's why it was called Bounty Gate. They were literally putting out bounties, like, oh, like, say we're going against, fucking whoever the fuck's playing quarterback this week. If you get if you hit him out of the game, that's another, there goes 10 grand for you.
But why?
Because, probably from that old mindset, like, it's football, it's a grown man sport. You're gonna get hit. So just to incentivize the hitting and it's shitty to injure players objectively, so that's wrong. But
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's not like Dan Campbell's, new to this whole rough hits thing.
Yeah.
Because he was opening up the checkbook not too long ago for paying people for hits like that. So I'm
Wasn't
fine
he
with
known
that.
for, yeah, wasn't he known as a heavy hitter too?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If
Oh.
there's any coach in the NFL that's going to be fine with Brian Branch getting ejected for a hit like that to set the tone for the rest of the season, it's probably Dan Campbell.
Yeah,
But on the
he's big as
theme of
hell.
Detroit, talking about they're probably one of the best teams in football. I think probably my Super Bowl team at this point. Then they go and get Za'Darius Smith from Green Bay because Hutchinson goes down with that broken leg. They get
Yep.
Za'Darius Smith from Green Bay for what did they trade? A fifth round pick and a sixth round pick. Essentially nothing. I don't get why teams deal players for fifths and sixths. Za'Darius Smith is not worth a fifth and a sixth. Like that is chump change to get a guy like Za'Darius Smith, especially for Detroit, who is lacking that edge pressure because their secondary is always going to be the thing that gets called into question. Their defensive line was generating so much pressure with with O'Neal, I think his name is, Akeem Neal, and then Aiden Hutchinson. He goes down, less pressure on the quarterback, and their secondary gets exposed more. So then they go get a guy like Za'Darius. I don't see how you can have, besides Kansas City, I don't have any other team that's on pace with Detroit right now.
Yeah, Detroit's looking good. But I do want to say one thing. Like, I do not like the 49ers, but I just got a feeling I don't want to count them out. I
Yeah.
don't. I don't want to.
McCaffrey's
I don't
practicing
like.
this week. He's on
Yeah.
pace to play this week.
Yeah. So
So.
I like that Detroit trade. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know what I'm saying? It's good that they got Smith from the Browns. He's definitely a hitter. You know what I'm saying? He definitely gonna be good to fill in for Hutchinson. Is he coming back at all?
No, his butt. Do you see the video of his fucking leg?
Nah.
Oh my God, brother. You got to look
I
up
gotta
the
see that.
fucking Aiden Hutchinson injury. Yeah, I watched that shit
Yeah.
live. I don't even
Yeah,
want to
I'm
tell you
like.
what happened. I need an honest reaction. Look that up. But
Yeah, I'm about to look
Niners
it right
did
now.
go just on the theme, keep going with this trade deadline rate. Niners went and got Khalil Davis. Javon Hargrave's out for the season. So a little additional D tackle on that Niners front line. So should help out, I guess. I don't know much about Khalil Davis, but they gave up a seventh for him, so he's clearly worth something. But
Damn.
you see that shit?
Damn.
You see his leg went around the fucking other leg? I've never,
Yeah.
like a damn bendy straw.
How the fuck did that happen?
It's because he was running
Yo.
so damn fast. He's running full speed, and then I think I need to rewatch it actually. I don't even
But
remember.
how hard is that? Dude's leg.
That's what I'm saying.
Bruh.
His and Aiden Hutchinson's a big dude too. It's not like he's 110 pounds.
Yo, how did it go right around his leg?
That's what I'm saying, like a damn bendy straw.
He might be off for like a year and some games next
Yeah, because
year.
that's what I'm saying. Any of those, like you see, like Dak had that broken leg. Anytime like that,
Damn.
like that was damn near a fucking Kevin Ware type of situation. The
I
Aiden
just saw some,
Hutchinson.
yeah, something like that happened in the NBA too the other day.
I saw that. Who
Damn.
was that? It was a I've never heard of him, no disrespect, but
Taylor Kendricks from the Jazz.
yeah. He went he would that was non-contact.
Yeah,
He was
damn.
just going up for a board. There was nobody even near him.
I got a question. Like back then, players used to always say, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't really too many injuries going on. Like nowadays it's like hella injuries and we're making the game hella safe. And it's so many injuries and the game is safe and there's so many injuries, but back then the game wasn't safe and there wasn't even too many injuries. So I'm confused.
I
I'm
was
really
thinking about that the
confused.
other day too.
Like it's really like, are they really like, is there something we don't know about? Is there something we really don't know about with this training? Like, what do they got these players doing or something? What's going
I don't
on?
know. I agree with you because I mean, granted, you and I weren't watching football like on a week-to-week basis back then. So I mean, we can only go off of highlights and, you know, knowing what we know.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I feel like you don't hear about too many crazy injuries. I mean, obviously they were hitting hard as fuck back then. I mean, they had helmets that were fucking squishy.
Yeah.
So they might as well put a fucking, you know, put a plastic bag on their head and call it a helmet. So they had
Yeah.
no type of protection, and you didn't see shit going on like this. I feel like we can't get
No.
through an NFL game without two injuries, three
No,
injuries.
like what I'm saying is like back then, because it would have been like if player back then got his leg snapped, we would have seen it. Like, you know what I'm saying? We ain't never seen that happen back then. We done seen it happen multiple times in this generation, like even in different sports. Like it's crazy.
Yeah, that's really interesting to think about, actually. Because the NFL develops all these rules to make playing safer. You know, can't hit the quarterback, can't hit above the neck, you know, all this shit, X, Y, and Z rule. And then you have more injuries. And then, like you said, you go back 40 years and they basically let them fucking kill people on the field and you didn't have
Yep.
as many injuries. That's an interesting thing to think about. What is causing that? I don't even know. I
Because
don't
if I
even
was a
have an
receiver,
idea.
I don't want to play against the Steelers back then. I'm not doing
Oh, yeah, Mel Blount. But
it.
speaking of receivers and injuries, Chris Olave had his 455th concussion caused by Derek Carr. I just got a letter in the mail talking about can I be on the jury for the Derek Carr homicide trial? So I may be not able to do podcast next week because I'll be on Derek Carr's murder trial. But we got to stop this man eventually. How many damn
Derek
times is
Carr.
this going to happen to Chris Olave? Is he, I
Yes.
got to ask you this, is he just not big enough for the NFL? Is that what it is?
I mean, I wouldn't say that because we see a couple other players that's his size have the same situation. I don't know what's going on. Like I'm really like concerned because like it's now like I remember Calvin Johnson said in one of his interviews after he retired, he said like there's usually concussions that happen every other play to players, every other play. And but like nowadays, we getting cut concussions like it's fucking like trade reports or some shit. Like it's happening
Like
like
fucking
every
trade
day.
rumors, yeah.
It's
I
like
mean,
it's
Olave's had
crazy.
five. He's been in the league
Yeah.
2 years.
It's crazy, man.
3 years.
I don't know. Would you
Yeah,
let your son
it,
play football? If you
no.
like you
Even
wouldn't?
NFL players come out and say it. Tom Brady is one of the biggest guys that has said that. Like, there's a 0% chance my son is playing football.
Yeah,
Like, if the
I
guys that
kind of
are
agree,
putting
yeah.
their lives on the line to do it, and I don't know, just as we learn more about CTE, like as we as humans learn more about that type of shit, I don't
Yeah.
know. I feel like I was talking to somebody. I think the NFL, they could put these players in damn bubble wrap. Nothing's going to take away from how violent the game is. Like Roger Goodell's going to come up with 150 different fucking rules. You know, this helmet has Bluetooth now, so he'll take less concussions. Some bullshit. None of
Hell
it's going
yeah.
to matter. Like you can't de it's like you can't de-violent a violent game. Like there is it's part of the game. You're going to get hit. So I think, you know, eventually, maybe 10 years from now, 15 years from now, I don't know how much longer the NFL is going to be going. Because I feel like as more research comes out about
You're right.
CTE, more research comes out about CTE, that's more potential lawsuits towards the NFL. And I think they're just in like a limbo period right now because still it's not a tremendous amount is known about CTE. And, you know, most of the people affected by it are a lot older because it was older generation players, except
Yeah.
Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. I don't know what's good with
Yeah.
those two, but
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely
yeah, I
old.
don't know, man. I just feel like the NFL may get phased out maybe a decade from now, 15 years from now, because I just don't think you can continue to put a product like this on national television when you got motherfuckers' legs doing a 180. That's
But
where it's
got you
like,
a question though.
yeah.
Well then, do you think they should stop like boxing the other shit into it? 'Cause like it's
No,
the
I mean,
same.
that's no, I get that, but boxing and shit, you got to understand also is like pay-per-view and shit, so that's kind of a different. I mean, not all boxing is pay-per-view, obviously, but like you're not gonna like it's more likely like some little kid or something or whoever the fuck is gonna turn on a TV and see a football game than a boxing match or like a UFC fight. So I just feel like
I'd be the same.
football is just more like prominent. Like, you know, everybody knows Sunday is football on. Like, you know, it's
Yeah.
not like a set schedule for boxing where you can tune in every week type of thing. I just think as the softer our generation gets and the softer our society gets in terms of like, yeah, and just I'm gonna just say it like that. In terms of how soft the, you know, our society's getting, I don't see how football can continue to be out there unless we literally change it to fucking flag football.
But that's
Because
the thing too, because I heard
it
once
changes
somebody
TV
say,
ratings.
yeah, I heard somebody in the comments say, why don't they just get rid of Thursday night football and just Sundays and Mondays we got football. I heard somebody say that to
That
give
probably
like
has a lot
players a
to do with
break.
it because then you're on short weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Like
that's
these
probably, I
players are
mean,
humans.
there's probably, and every damn, I mean, can you name a single good Thursday night football game the last 10 years?
Nah.
Exactly. So
I
I'm
really
fine.
can't.
Tonight, though, tonight should be a good one.
I
Cincy
really can't
Baltimore
think.
tonight should be a good one.
Yeah, that's crazy. I can't think of one.
But
Yeah,
any
what is
other.
what's up with that? Like, why can't what's up with Thursday? Like, can players only play on Sunday? Like, what's up with that?
I think maybe some of it has to do with the short week. Like, you know, you play Sunday. 'Cause I saw this George Kittle interview one time, and he was saying, like, playing professional football is like getting in 100 car accidents, you know, every week. So he said, like, he can't even fucking move until Wednesday, usually.
Damn.
So, you know, I mean, if you only have, you say, like, you heal up your Monday, Tuesday, you take it as an off day, whatever. You heal up Wednesday, Thursday, you get back to practice. And, you know, Friday, you do walkthroughs, Saturday, walkthroughs, and then Sunday, you play. So there's time. But when it's that Thursday, that short week, you can't
Yeah.
walk till Wednesday. You better suit the fuck up because you got a game the next day. So
Yeah,
it's just
take
a,
Thursday.
that's,
Yeah, take that out. Take it
yeah,
out.
I can agree with that. I can agree with that. Or move it
But
to
the NFL
Friday.
is not probably not going to do that though.
Move it to Friday. Then you'll have Friday football, Saturday football, Sunday football.
You think Friday should be better?
Yeah, I just from a viewer perspective, I just feel like that makes more sense. Because you'll
Okay.
have Friday NFL football, you got Saturday college football, and you got Sunday NFL football again. Like
Yeah.
having it on Thursday is just Friday becomes the kind of like a in-between day. So it's just kind of, I don't know. I feel like you do it on Friday, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Because then even the short weeks, players still get 4 days. Like to
Yeah,
go out
what?
and play on a Sunday and then you got to be playing again Thursday, man, that's a tough turnaround. That is a tough fucking turnaround. But any other week nine NFL takes? Drake May is going to be the rookie of the year. I'm saying that now.
I
Continues
don't
to just
know.
fucking be the best rookie quarterback, I think.
I still got Jaden McDaniels.
It's going to be Jaden, but if Drake May started week one, like Caleb, Drake, and Bo did, it would have been is Drake May would be ahead of the conversation by a mile.
Yeah. Oh yeah, most
I
definitely
mean,
for sure.
100 yards on the ground. Two picks, like we talked about it the other day, but you know, he had the two interceptions. I just want to highlight the last play of the game, that Drake May interception to seal it in overtime. You got Kayshawn Boutte, Kendrick Bourne. Kayshawn's out left, Kendrick Bourne's on the right. Tennessee's in a two high safety look, probably a Tampa 2 type thing. Best way to beat Tampa 2 when it's two highs is you have one safety peel off as like, you know, a diversion route with somebody else. That's what Kendrick Bourne was running. He's running a little underneath post coming from the right side. So you have that one DB step in on him. And then the best way to beat cover two, you know, you go through the middle. So you got Kayshawn Boutte on a 30-yard post. You got Kendrick Bourne on the under route. The safety comes down to go with Kendrick Bourne, which opens up that entire fucking over-the-top look for Kayshawn Boutte. Drake throws the ball on a fucking line. It goes exactly where it needs to go. Kendrick
Yeah.
Bourne fucking didn't tie his shoes before the snap. Hits the turf. The safety peels off because Kendrick Bourne's looking up at the sky. No need to cover him anymore. And it's an easy pick. So I don't want to
Yeah.
blame Drake May for that one. That should have been a 70-yard game-winning touchdown for me. But
Yeah.
regardless, Dallas is a fucking shit show. Dak even agrees with it. Got him on the hot mic saying they fucking suck. They went and got Jonathan Mingo for a fourth, which doesn't make much sense to me considering, you know, Amari Cooper went for a fifth, Deontay Johnson went for a fifth, and for some reason. Jonathan Mingo gets a fourth. I'm confused why Uncle Jerry decided to trade for a wide receiver after you put Dak on IR. I don't know why you wouldn't have traded for a wide receiver the first fucking the last 4 months. And all through the fucking preseason, all through the fucking first 9 weeks of the season. And then you go get active in the trade deadline when your QB1, who you just paid an exorbitant amount of money, goes on IR for 4 weeks. I don't get that one.
Yeah. Is he gonna be out?
Yeah, they already put him on IR. He's on out for 4 weeks. So it'll
Yeah.
either be Cooper Rush or it'll be Trey Lance.
Most
Theoretically,
likely
like
Trey Lance.
you think that's what you would think. They went out and got Trey Lance. He's a, second year quarterback. Put him on a fucking field, third year quarterback, whatever he is.
Yeah.
But then again, it's Jerry Jones went on the show. So the obvious, smartest decision is usually not what happens in Dallas.
Yeah.
So they're probably gonna have fucking, Zeke Elliott playing quarterback under center this week. So good Lord knows what's gonna happen in Dallas. But
Yeah.
I just don't get trading for a wide receiver after Dak goes down.
I don't
Like
know.
you made him throw
Oh,
to fucking
who
Jalen
is it?
Carter.
Mingo?
Yeah,
Right now?
from
Yeah.
Carolina.
Yeah, that's
You
fine.
made him throw
What is
to
it, Mingo?
fucking, yeah. You made him throw to
My
fucking
fault.
Tolbert and fucking, I can't, Kevontae Turpin for the first 9 weeks of the season. Dak finally goes down and Jerry's like, oh, let's go get a wide receiver. It just doesn't make sense to me. And then you give up a fourth.
Yeah.
You're telling me Jonathan
That don't
Mingo
make
is better
sense.
than Amari Cooper and DeAndre Hopkins?
Nah.
Like, what the fuck? How does
I
that make
don't know.
sense?
I think it's because of the older. I don't know.
I think Dallas is just a shit show. Like Mike Williams went for a fifth. Jonathan Mingo, theoretically, like this, if you look at purely like what somebody gave up and what they got back, Jonathan
Yeah.
Mingo was technically the most valuable wide receiver
Yeah.
this,
You could say
which
that.
is fucking ridiculous. Like
All
when
right,
you have
well,
guys
thank
like
you.
Deontay Johnson, you got guys like D-Hop
Thank you.
going.
All right, man. Have a good one.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
Ridiculous.
I don't get it. My bad. But yeah, I don't
No,
get it.
you're good. Well, while we're talking about it though, Amari Cooper, I traded for him in all my fantasy leagues. What do you give Buffalo a rate for that pickup? Gave up a
I give it a B
sixth,
plus
a
because
third, and a seventh.
I give it a B plus because I haven't really seen much from Amari Cooper. You know what I'm saying? Really too much lately. So, and his first game, he really didn't do too much because I mean, he just got traded there, but I want to keep seeing because I know Amari Cooper's, I know he's a dog. Like, he's one of the best route runners. I believe, like, him and Adams is, like, one of the best route runners. But, like, you
Easily.
know what I'm saying? Like, I just got to see what's going to happen first.
Easily. Yeah, no, I agree with you. But he got in the end zone his first week, didn't do shit last week. I started him with fantasy at fucking, or no, he didn't even play last week. So yeah, we got to see what's going on with Amari. But I like that move for Buffalo. You give Josh Allen one of the best wide receivers in football. Does not hurt. Never hurts. Talking about best wide receivers in football, obviously Devontae Adams to the Jets. We see what's happened. He finally kind of had that breakout week this week
Oh, he
against
went. Oh, yeah.
against fucking who they play this week?
The
I forgot
Texans.
the end. Yeah. So he finally gets some action. It's getting in progress with A-Rod, but I don't believe in the Jets at fucking all.
This is
So
done, man.
yeah, that's
I
what it
don't
is.
believe it.
It's
Let me
like you
see,
got
because
Devontae,
I
but
saw a
still it's
stat.
hanging.
It says something about the Jets. Like, because they scored, how much did they score against the Texans? 21. Ain't that their first time cracking 21? Am I tripping?
The Jets?
Yeah.
Nah, I feel like didn't they score 25 against the Pats?
Let me see.
Or 21? Because I remember
Oh,
reading
yeah,
that they
you're
were
right.
the Jets are one of the only teams in NFL history. I think they went like, how many points did they score that week?
No, all I meant to say was the Jets is the only team to never crack 30 this year.
Oh, 30? I don't know if they've cracked 30.
Yeah, they haven't cracked 30. Yeah, they haven't went past 25 at all.
Yeah. I just remember
Damn.
from that game against the Pats, the Jets were the only team in NFL history to score 25 points, 300 total yards through, like all-purpose yards, no turnovers as a team, and still lose, which is kind of fucking insane.
Yeah.
But let's see. What's else going on in the trade deadlines? Marshon Lattimore goes to Washington. That helps that secondary a lot. So we'll see
Yeah,
how
but do
that
you feel like he's the same
fares.
player?
Marshon Lattimore, no.
Yeah, I don't know, cause I mean,
I
cause
don't.
there's not too many good. Like, I mean, Mike Evans and Godwin in the NFC South. Who was in the NFC? I'm tripping. Yeah, that's
Mike
about it.
Evans,
And I love it.
Godwin.
And I
You
love
said
it.
Olave? Yeah. Other
And
than them,
Shanid.
no, I agree with you on that.
And oh, Shanid too. So yeah. But other than that, yeah. And I heard people saying like he was not even the same receiver. I mean, DB, but well, no, he might, you know what I'm saying? He might pop off in Maryland, you know what I'm saying? Because they got a good thing going on right now. I get
Yeah,
that.
it's a bunch of young DBs, so he's probably gonna come in
Yeah.
like the old head. And
Yeah, I give that a good like C plus,
C
B
plus,
minus.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? Because he could be
Sticking
that
on
good
the,
veteran.
yeah, I agree with that. Sticking on the theme of Thursday Night Football and DBs, we got two moves. One move from Cincinnati is one of the first, really one of the rare in-season moves that Cincinnati's made. I think they've only made four in the last like 75 years. But they went and got Khalil Herbert from Chicago. He was sitting behind a bunch of people in Chicago, so that
They
should be.
don't
I
like
think that's a
Zach
good
Moss?
pickup. Now he's injured.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they went and got
That's a
him.
good pickup.
Yeah,
For
it's not
Chicago,
gonna.
you said?
Yeah, it's not gonna change too much though, I don't think.
Yeah, not too much, but I mean it's good to have he not a bad running back. You know what I'm saying? It's good to have a good average running back behind you and your other one's down. And yeah. Yeah, I like it. I give it a good C minus, C plus.
Yeah. For me, my team of the deadline, my A plus team in terms of going out and getting guys, it's probably gonna be Baltimore. Probably gonna be
Baltimore.
Baltimore. Considering they're already on pace for the Super Bowl or at least AFC Championship, they go and get Deontay Johnson, and then they go, I think a more important pickup over
I
Deontay
forgot
Johnson
about that.
is Tre Day, Tre'Davious White gets
To the
shipped to
Ravens?
Tre'Davious White goes to Baltimore. I think that's a huge fucking pickup for Baltimore because they couldn't stop a fucking nosebleed in that secondary.
But
They
they said
have
he's
the
not the same player
31st
either.
ranked defense. Yeah, he's definitely not. Same thing as Marshon Lattimore,
This ain't 2019, Carmen.
but at least it does something, man. You gotta hope because Baltimore's got the 32nd ranked defense in football right now.
For
So
real?
if
And
it's
they got
AFC,
Smith and Hamilton and Humphrey? And they got the worst defense?
they either have 31 or 32 right now. I gotta check,
I thought the
but.
Panthers did. Damn.
If it's an AFC championship game, you think I'm gonna fucking pick Baltimore over Pat Mahomes with a Baltimore 32nd ranked defense in football?
Yo,
So
that's
Tre'Davious
so.
White, it changes it a
What
little
the
bit,
fuck?
not too much, but definitely helps.
Well, you just told me that really just messed it up because, like, how are they going to get to the Super Bowl without a defense?
That's what I'm saying. Their defense has been fucking terrible. Like Denver couldn't get in the end zone last week, and obviously Baltimore scored 40. But Bo Nix was doing what he pleased down the field. Courtland Sutton had 125 yards. Bo Nix caught a fucking touchdown.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. You got a
You
quarterback
let Bo Nix, and
fucking.
not only did he catch a touchdown, like it was some Nick Foles Philly special type of
Yeah.
shit, just, easy catch right into the breadbasket. Bo Nix went up the fucking ladder and got that thing.
Yo, y'all some fucking Steve Smith shit or something.
That's what I'm saying. He went up the ladder and
He
took that thing down. I don't even know who was that on. Was that
looked
on
like a
Marlon
wide receiver
Humphreys?
when he did that.
That's what I'm saying. So Baltimore's making fucking Bo Nix look like a damn. I thought it was Julian Edelman.
I
It's not like,
saw
how am I supposed to believe in Baltimore defensively?
a Raven fan after the game, like you know how the players leave the stadium? He was going off on Marlon Humphrey. He was like, "Man, 44, what you doing, man? You just sitting
Yeah,
back there
because
watching?"
that's what I'm saying. Because their defense sucks. And on paper, you'd think it would be good. But no, that defense is a hot mess.
They
Hot
might be
fucking
getting
mess.
older. Like
Yeah, they're getting
Humphrey.
older. Kyle Hamilton's still a dog. But.
Smith is still young though, right? Like what,
It all starts
26?
at the line of if your line of scrimmage, if your front seven defensively suck and then your DBs suck, you could have the best safeties in the world. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Kyle Hamilton could be the fucking Jesus for all I care, but you put him on a team with like Baltimore, their front seven sucks and the DBs suck. That's gonna be. Granted, I have to do say Baltimore has had a the injury bug has been present, which is why we're seeing a lot of rookie DBs out there for Baltimore now. But still. It's the NFL, Jack. You got to step it the fuck up because
Yeah.
you're not winning shit with that defense.
Yeah.
Any
Okay, I
other
got one
week
more question about the
niner? Yeah,
Ravens.
go ahead. Go ahead.
If they don't do it this year, is John Harbaugh finally on the hot seat?
Yeah, I think so.
Because look, I saw a comment yesterday under some Ravens page. He said, John Harbaugh, like, you know, those years, do what, 2015, 2016, they missed the playoffs. He said, He should have. He was starting to be on the hot seat during those years, and in 2017, when no, not 2017, they missed it again. 2017, I think, and then with 2018, they was about to miss it again, and then Joe Flacco went down. That's when he put Lamar in. So Lamar really kind of saved his career a little bit,
No,
to me.
it definitely bought him some time. I'll
Yeah,
definitely agree with you
yeah.
there.
So Is now the time? Because like he been had Lamar since what 2018, man. So and you ain't won a Super Bowl him yet, man. So
It's
and
just
you only
it's
been to one
contingent on
championship.
Lamar, man. You got to also understand that Lamar doesn't show up in the playoffs.
Yeah, you're right.
So
Yeah,
Harbaugh
I
can
can't
game
put that
plan,
on.
he could scheme, he could do whatever the fuck he wants. But if you
I
go
can't put that on.
18 weeks with the MVP caliber quarterback who doesn't show up in the postseason, a lot of that fault obviously is going to go on to the coach because the coach is always going to get most of the blame. But you got to look at Lamar in some case because
Yeah,
good Lord,
Lamar
he
gotta
can't
step
play in the
up.
postseason.
But
Yeah,
you from
hopefully that
Florida,
changes
man.
this season.
You from
There's no
Florida.
postseason in him.
Hell yeah, he from the best football state.
Is Florida the best football state? Yeah, I'll probably agree with
Yeah, I
you.
would say that.
What's maybe Texas is in there, just because it's so damn big.
Yeah, Texas is fucking huge.
But I'd still probably go Florida. You have any other Week 9 takeaways? Any trade deadline takeaways before we get to part two? Going over this week in the NFL, Week 10.
One more question. No, I don't got no. Actually, I don't know.
Who's your Super Bowl prediction after Week 9, before Week 10?
Oh, Lions and Chiefs for sure.
Lions, Chiefs. I feel like that's the only right answer right now.
Lions and Chiefs. We should have had that
Yeah.
last year.
Yeah, I fucking don't even get me started on that.
I was fucking
Don't
heated. We
even get
should
me
have had
started
it.
on Dan Campbell. Josh Reynolds, he just got shot outside of a strip club. So I don't know what's going on with Josh, but
Damn, y'all heard he got shot, but I ain't
yeah,
know. Like,
he got shot in the
damn.
head twice at a strip club, but I guess it just
Damn.
grazed him or something. Hopefully he catches that makes him catch the damn ball though. Because
He
those
said it just
drops against
grazed
the
him?
Niners last season, yeah, I said it just grazed him.
Oh,
But
he
those
good.
drops
He
against the
left.
Niners in the NFC Championship game, oh my Lord, Dan Campbell probably wanted to shoot him.
They should have just ran the ball.
Yeah, don't even get me started. I can't even
Niners
go.
wasn't stopping shit that
There's
game.
not enough time in the day for me to start talking about the fucking Niners postseason last year.
They
They
wasn't
shouldn't
stopping
have. They should
shit.
have lost to Green Bay. They should have lost to Detroit. They did
Yes.
lose to KC, but I digress. I
Yes.
digress. You have any closing remarks from Week 9?
Oh, I gotta say one more thing. Since we're talking about Niners fans, you Niners fans, chill out. You chill out, man. I done went to the comments the other day to the 49ers page. I done got to a little beef with some fans. You know how they go faithful, but they go hard for their team. That 49er, 49er. I ain't with all that. Your team is garbage. You done had all these opportunities and still ain't won nothing. You done had all
Nothing.
these opportunities. All these opportunities, this is spanning back to 2012.
This
This should
span
have
back to
been had
fucking
already.
1995.
Hell yeah, like, come on, like, you can't be talking like y'all really did something. And they saying, oh, we've been relevant, all this other stuff. When you retire, what do we, did you get a ring? Like, I ain't saying rings is everything, but,
It's almost everything.
like, yeah, like, you don't have all these opportunities, you still ain't done nothing. So calm
Yeah.
down, I'm getting tired of this. But I just had to
Yeah.
get that off my
I
chest.
think most Niners fans should start putting a little more attention to getting a job instead of worried about the
Yes.
team.
Yes.
Y'all
Start
got to
making
put that energy
songs.
into getting a job. Yeah, we got to do something with that all that fucking motivation towards the Niners. We
Hell
got to
yeah. Start making
repurpose
fucking
that
songs.
energy somewhere.
Yes,
Start doing something. But we'll be back for part two. Part
sir.
two, part two. All right, Porsche Talk Part 2, November 7th with Xavier. We're sitting here hypothesizing what the Niners fan and unemployment rate is. Pretty high, probably, I'm going to assume. But we'll continue on from there. Let's get to Week 10. We have Cincy Baltimore tonight. I think Ja'Marr Chase, I'm going to come out and say it. Ja'Marr Chase may break the single game receiving record tonight. We just spent 45 minutes talking about how shitty Baltimore's defense is. Now you got Ja'Marr Chase. Joe Burrow goes for 5 touchdowns last week. Not a single one goes to Ja'Marr. Now Ja'Marr's got the worst secondary in football. What's the single game receiving yard
You
record
forget
when you
one
look
thing
at it?
too, though. The Bengals
Go
defense
ahead.
is also ass.
Yeah, oh no, this game's going to be 100 to 99. Single game receiving
Looking for
yard.
one of those games. I'm looking for a good game like
Flipper
that.
Anderson and had 336. Who the hell is Flipper Anderson?
336 yards rushing.
336 in a game, but number two comes in with Calvin Johnson at 329. That makes sense. Ja'Marr's going for 340 tonight. He's beating the fucking Flipper Anderson.
You
Who
think
the
so,
hell is
man?
Flipper Anderson? Yes. If it doesn't, I'm a pivot. I'm a pivot. I'm gonna give you another wide receiver. Flipper Anderson
Nah,
played for the Rams.
I give him a cool little
Good for you, Flipper
90,
Anderson.
95 yards this game, 95 to 100
I'm
yards.
a pivot. I'm a pivot for you. I'm gonna give you another Cincinnati wide receiver to look out for tonight. T. Higgins isn't playing.
He isn't.
Jermaine Burton, man. Jermaine Burton. I don't know if you're familiar with the name. I don't know if you've heard the
From
name. I don't know if you're
Alabama?
familiar. Yes.
Hell
Yes,
yeah, I'm
sir.
familiar with that dude. Hell,
Yes,
he's
sir.
nice.
Exactly. One of the best wide receivers in college football. I don't know what's going on upstairs with him. Mentally, he can't seem to get it together. He's got a whole bunch of shit going on off the field. You got the whole thing with Joe Burrow last week telling him to get the fuck out of his seat. Jermaine Burton immediately hits the casino after. So don't know if that's what you want. Your first round wide receiver, or your, rookie wide receiver hitting the casino straight after a game, to each their own. If I was in the NFL and you gave me that much money, they'd probably have to physically remove me from a casino. But I don't know. Jermaine Burton tonight, man. I'm telling you, I just saw right now, just got a fucking report. He was the first player onto the field today, catching balls early. So I think Jermaine Burton tonight could be the night, the Jermaine Burton night.
I think the Bengals are good at drafting wide receivers because even not even just Trey Burton, there's another I forgot the other wide receiver. I just don't know how to pronounce his last name. The one that showed up against the
Yoshibosh?
Chiefs. Yeah, him.
Yeah.
He's a good one too. Like they got some receivers, you feel me? So like
They know how to draft wide receivers, that's for sure.
So they're gonna
T.
be good tonight on
Higgins.
offense for sure.
Yeah. But then you got the other side of the football. Lamar's putting up an MVP case. Derrick Henry's trying to beat LaDainian Tomlinson record. Deontay Johnson has last week was a lot of run plays, didn't get too much action, so now he's got a full week of practice. He should be in the mix. Zay Flowers has been extremely underrated, in my opinion. Seems like every week he's going up and putting up 100 yards. 120 against Denver last week. Against Denver, also, I'm going to highlight that, who has a great secondary, and Patrick Surtain was playing. So Zay Flowers did that against Denver. He should kill Cincinnati tonight. But I just think a lot of that work may start going to Deontay because, in my opinion, they're
He's
essentially
playing
the
tonight?
same damn player. Yeah. He
Okay,
played
good.
last week. It's just he didn't get the ball because, he only had 3 days of practice. But now with the full week of practice, but the thing for me is I don't know how, like, there's no way Zay Flowers can sustain the volume he was getting and the workload he was getting. Because I think Deontay Johnson and Zay Flowers are pretty much the same damn wide receiver. They're the same height. They run the same type of routes. Same build. Like Lamar just essentially just doubled down on Zay Flowers. Like they just got Zay Flowers 2.0, I think.
Can Zay
So
Flowers
that'll be
like
interesting to
get deep
see.
balls though? Like he go
Yeah,
for deep balls?
that's a massive part of his game, deep ball.
Okay, yeah,
So
because
that's going to
yeah,
be.
Johnson.
I'm curious to see how they scheme up in Baltimore. Because when you got two guys that can go over the top, and then you got those same two guys can work over the middle and kind of interchangeably, it'll be interesting to see how Baltimore schemes up their wide receiver room. Especially when you have Derrick Henry playing the way he is against a Cincinnati defense, like you said, that couldn't stop a nosebleed. So I don't know who's getting the ball tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Lamar is gonna rush for at least 50, and Derrick Henry is gonna get over 100 yards rushing.
You think so?
Well, I don't know, because
Yeah.
Lamar might go for 300 passing, because he might just throw the ball tonight. I don't know, because
That's
he
what I'm
got
saying. That's why I don't know. That's the thing about Baltimore is you get Deontay Johnson, that offense opens up completely. Because Zay Flowers was the guy that all these defensive coordinators were worrying about. And like I said, you just got 2.0 Zay Flowers.
What happened to
He's
Bateman? They ain't have high
duplicated
hopes
him.
on him.
Now he's still there. He's still
Okay.
there. It's just he's
No,
not going to
but
get
I'm saying
snaps over
like,
Deontay.
yeah, he's not a wide receiver too. They don't think
No,
so.
he's had too many drops. He's had a decent season this year. He's had a couple big catches, but he also had a couple big drops.
Oh yeah.
I think they're tired of seeing Nelson Agholor on the field also. So that was probably the reason to go get Deontay. But who do you
Yeah,
have
I'm
tonight?
my
Let me
guy,
get
man.
a score prediction.
I got the Ravens, but I got the Ravens. I got the Ravens winning 34 to 31. 34 31.
34-31, I like that. I agree. I think
Overtime.
it's
I
you
say go
got
overtime.
Ravens. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna riddle you another one. Cincinnati essentially starts their season in the worst possible way if you want postseason success. They lose all those fucking games. You lose week one to the Pats. I think Cincinnati's obviously in a must-win situation and probably in a must-win situation for the rest of the year. I think that starts tonight. I think I got Cincinnati tonight. Like I said, I think Jamar is gonna go for 300 yards.
I hope so, man,
So
because I
I
hope
think the
so.
way that Joe Burrow's playing against it just comes down to how good Joe Burrow's playing right now and how shitty Baltimore's secondary is playing.
I
It's
mean,
just
he's
a
one and
recipe
four
for
against Lamar.
Cincinnati. That's the other thing you have to acknowledge. So I definitely will acknowledge that.
So we got to see
But
what he's going to
I
do
just think
tomorrow.
at this season alone, Baltimore's defense has not showed up a single week, and Joe Burrow showed up every week. So I think it's just a recipe for disaster in terms of Baltimore.
They probably
Because
should
that's the
never
whole thing.
game a
You could have the
queen.
best. You could have the best offense in the world, but if you don't have a good defense, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they
It does
should
not
never give up a
matter.
queen. Patrick Queen.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Should have never gave him up.
But you have 34-31 tonight, Baltimore. I'm gonna probably give you like 38-31, Cincy. I'll stay right in that same score, but I'm just going to switch it to Cincy for me. I
Yeah.
think tonight's the night that Cincy kind of solidifies because they've been disrespected the last couple weeks, and they're still a good team. Defensively, it's a toss-up, but you got Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase. You're going to be in a good spot regardless. So.
I'm not even gonna lie. I would love to be in a locker room with like a football team that's in like in a must win. Like I want to see what they're like, what they doing right before the game. Like I want to see like what their routine is because like they probably like their season's on the line tonight.
Yeah, it's in
So
Baltimore, and Baltimore's a 6-point favorite.
yeah. So
Only
and
touchdowns.
yeah, if you don't want to lose tonight and then say something like you. I don't know if they lose tonight. Is it for sure that like they can't go to the playoffs?
It's not for sure because the whole state of the NFL kind of fucking sucks right now.
Yeah, okay,
But it's
but
not
they
for
have
sure,
to.
but it makes it pretty goddamn hard.
Yeah, because they're doing all this. Because all I heard coming to the season was the Cincinnati Bengals is gonna be a threat to the Chiefs because Joe Burrow. Because they're still living off that 2021 victory. I'm tired of hearing about that. I'm tired of hearing
Yeah, me
about.
too.
Like they
Me
act
too.
like he went up in there and beat them by 20. Man, they went to overtime. You know what I'm saying? Like
Yeah.
I ain't trying to knock him for that. I'm just saying, like they act like he went in there and conquered and destroyed or some shit. Like,
Conquered in this.
so
Yeah.
like, I'm just tired of hearing that. But since they definitely got to win tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what other teams like. Other teams like the Jets still they got to win too. So get rack these wins up, man. Rack these wins up. But I still got
That's what I'm saying.
Baltimore.
It's got to start tonight.
Yeah.
Who's your what's your other game of the week? I think it's like Philly Dallas, but there's no Dak now, so that one's gonna suck.
Let me see.
Houston Detroit's gonna be a good one on Sunday Night Football, I think. Jets Cardinals, that'll be an interesting one. How the fuck are Jets 2-point favorites in Arizona?
I'm gonna say Lions and Texans.
Yeah, I think
Yeah, I
that'll
got
probably be a
Lions and
game of the
Texans.
week. This since the San Francisco Tampa Bay is an interesting one because Niners are a 6.5-point favorite, which is essentially just a touchdown to cover. It's in Tampa, and Baker's not throwing to anybody. Like,
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't
they
think
just play well
yeah.
against the Chiefs, but that's close for me against Tampa, against the Niners, who are
Yeah.
theoretically supposed to be in Super Bowl contention. You're
They
only a
said
6-point favorite against Tampa?
Baker was off practice today.
Baker didn't even practice, and they're
Yeah, in
still a
practice today.
six-point favorite.
And McCaffrey, he's still like not even playing.
Yeah, I don't know. This is
They hope he can make his debut, they said.
Mike Evans didn't practice either. Sterling Shepard didn't practice. He was a big part of their almost win against Kansas City. He had a few
I
big
forgot him
catches.
with the Tampa.
Yeah, me too. I'm not gonna lie. He had that one catch along the sideline against Kansas City like this week. I was like, oh
That
shit, is
dude
that
was
Sterling
silent.
Shepard? Was that Sterling Shepard? Yeah, it was. But let's see what else. Pats play Chicago and Caleb Williams versus Drake May in Chicago. That'll be a good one.
Oh, Drake May versus Caleb Williams.
Give me Drake May times a fucking billion.
Wait, what
Times
the
a
hell?
fucking billion.
The Giants and Panthers are playing at 6:30
Yeah,
in the
that's
morning?
in fucking Germany.
The fuck?
Yeah, I
Like,
don't think anybody's tuning in for that one.
man, nobody's tuning in
Six
that
thirty
shit.
in the
Not over
morning
here.
for Carolina and the Giants.
Nobody
I'm
over
good off that.
here.
Yeah, I usually wake up for those games. Like when the Pats were in London, I woke up for it, but I'm not waking up for that one. I'm good. I'm good.
I
I'm
watched the
good. I'm good.
highlights, but
I'm
I ain't
good.
watching the game.
I don't even know if I'll watch the highlights.
Nah, yeah, cause, but nah, yeah, the 49ers, I think that might be Tampa Bay though, cause Mike Evans is still out, Godwin's still out, but I don't know, cause Tampa is okay at home, I guess, but I don't know, cause they got Cornardo, I mean not Cornardo, what's the 49ers?
Gallardo,
Yeah, Gallardo, so
Garendo.
yeah, Garendo, so they got Garendo, Mason, but Ayuk is out. They should have went for a wide receiver, to be honest.
That's
You
what I
think
thought they
so?
were gonna do. I thought they would. I mean, you got Juwan Jennings and Ricky, so I guess they don't really need to.
Oh
The
yeah,
way that
Ricky.
Juwan Jennings been playing, because he's coming back this week, I think.
They need to use Ricky more. They need to go. People need to go watch his college highlights.
He was nice in that one game he played
Yeah, he was
last
a
week.
fucking dog.
He had an end around. He had some touches. He's a first round pick wide receiver. So at the end of the day, if you get drafted in the first round as a wide receiver, you're probably pretty fucking good.
Yeah,
So they'll get
he's
Ricky the
good.
ball. They'll start scheming for Ricky. Anything else on the NFL? Do you want to bring up, highlight?
Nah.
Yeah, I don't think I got anything else either.
No.
What's going on with basketball? What's going on with the Lakers?
We lost last night to the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm not even gonna lie, this one hurts because Bron did something last night. Like, Bron, let me just read this stat for you, man. He's 40, by the way. LeBron James, at 40 years old, through 8 games, LeBron is now seventh best 3-point shooter in the NBA. 46.8%. Oh shit, he's 22 for 47 overall. He had six threes last night.
You said Bron shooting 47% from three?
46.
What the fuck?
LeBron James, the GOAT. And AD didn't play last night. I'm really getting tired of our bench. And I'm not even gonna blame Don Connett because last night was his first game starting. And I kind of get it. It was kind of like his NBA, like, just don't let that happen again, dog. You know what I'm saying? You went one for seven. Like, but I ain't gonna put him at fault because this is his first night starting. But Gabe Vincent, like, bro, what are you doing? What, you was in Miami balling. You act like the Heat sent you to fucking Milwaukee. You came to LA, my guy. Why are you not playing good? Like, bro, he had 18 minutes last night. I don't think he even recorded a stat, bro.
He's out there running like Tony Snell.
No, I'm literally like, he didn't even attempt a shot. He was just out there running. Literally.
Cardio.
We have no backup center. We have the worst bench in the fucking league, bro. We have the
Bronny
worst
just
bench
went
in the
down to the
league.
G League today.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Like, LeBron, like, he's like, they're really taking, like, I said this to Ibrahim later. I don't know if, like, I said that to him individually, but I said, because you remember after they won the bubble, they wasted years of LeBron and AD. They could have been had another ring. They could have went back to back if they didn't get injured. That's always been my thought because nobody was beating them. They was they that year, the year after the bubble, the Suns beat them in six games, but AD went out. The Lakers are up like I think 2-0. No, not 2-0. They tied it up 2-2, and then AD was out the next game. But Bron and AD was killing the Suns, and everybody that knows basketball knows that they would have beat them that year. So, Bron could have had five rings, and like Rob is literally doing nothing. He's doing nothing. He's not making any moves. He's not doing anything. Like, come on, man. You're supposed to be making moves. Like, I mean, they've been in talks for Kessler from Utah. He's a 7-footer. Like, I would want him because if we get
I
another
don't
center,
see
I'm
him getting
telling you.
moved ever. They move. They have Walker Kessler's name in some damn trade rumors every year, and he never gets shipped.
I'm
I can't
telling
even buy
you,
into any Walker Kessler trades at this point.
if the Lakers get a solid center to back AD, I'm telling everybody, and we get some shooters on the bench, like they're gonna take off. They're gonna take off.
Speaking of shooters on the bench, what's your take on D'Lo getting benched?
I'm done with D'Lo, man. He's not consistent, man. I'm done, and I feel like he's kind of mentally checked out on this team.
Yeah, I agree with
So
you.
I'm done with D'Lo, man. We gotta trade him, man. We could have got I forgot who we could who was that? I forgot, but we could have got somebody. But Rob said no because he wanted to keep D'Lo. Who the fuck was it? I forgot, but it was somebody that was way better than fucking D'Lo, and I was fucking heated. But I'm done with I'm done. We gotta see some moves, man. And LeBron last year, even he purposely didn't like he. Deadass said he went to free agency just to scare them, just to see if they would make moves. And they still didn't do it.
They didn't do
So
a
you're
damn
telling
thing.
that, yeah, so like they're willing to let even him walk away. And you see what he's
Yeah.
doing? That's fucking crazy. Genie Buss, you're done. I
You're
don't, you're
done.
done. Like RP
I just want to highlight one more
our
time.
father.
Highlight one more time what Bron did last night in 35 minutes. 15 of 24 from the field, 6 of 11 from deep, 3 of 4 from the line. He had 39. 7-6
Bro,
at
come on.
39 years old. What the fuck, man?
And I love JJ because I don't know if you saw the statement he made last night. When they asked him about LeBron's performance, he said something like seeing how he's performing now, it's crazy. Like young guys should be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like young guys are in and out of games. You seen this 40-year-old playing back to backs, dropping 40s and shit. Like, what are you doing? Like, are you really training at home? Come on. Like I love J like it's not even
Yeah,
JJ's
I'm
not even the
seeing this
problem.
now.
He's not the problem. He's
Seeing this
running
now.
plays
J.J.
every.
Redick storms out of press conference after criticizing Lakers players. Except LeBron.
It's true. It's true. He's not saying anything wrong. I mean, people probably say he's wrong for calling him out, but fuck that. The dude didn't record a stat. Tell
Who the
them
hell
that.
is Christian Coloco?
Who?
Christian Coloco?
I don't even know who that is, man. We should have. They didn't even sign. You remember the dude in the summer league, the number 41 that met no, not the summer league, the preseason number 41. His name was
The
like
rookie,
Oliver.
yeah, he met somebody and they made a whole big deal about it. He was
Yeah,
talking about
like
like,
he
I just
met
met
Steph Curry
Braun or
some shit.
something. Steph,
They
that's
let
what it
him
was, yeah.
go, bro. They let him go.
I didn't even know that.
And he was the
Didn't
reason
see
why they
that.
blew out the Bucks in preseason, bro. I think he dropped like I don't know. I forgot how much he dropped. I think like 24 or something. I don't know.
What Ja do? Ja had 24 and 5.
Yeah, him and Braun were going at it.
Literally, Ja got that tech for fucking shoving Braun after the too small.
But Braun came right back.
How about
And I like
Zach
Ja
Eady?
though. Oh, he is definitely in a conversation. Definitely gonna be in a conversation for rookie of the year.
That man was the 31st pick in the draft.
Cause they didn't believe he could shoot. They had they
Two-time consensus best college basketball player. And
that's
they
what I'm
let
saying,
him
man.
slip to the end of the first. I did not understand that for a fucking slightest of seconds.
Tell me
Or they
these
were
GMs are
talking about he was
dumb.
gonna, no, he wasn't 30, my bad. People were saying he's gonna go late in the third. Memphis went and got him early still, or somewhat early, but not early enough for a guy that won basically college basketball MVP 2 years in a row. And you let him go pick. What Memphis get him at 15, 16?
He fits perfectly for Memphis too. He's a replacement for Steven Adams,
He was nine.
and he's a and
Yeah.
he's a, he more athletic than Steven Adams, so it's a big plus. I got
And
the
he started
Grizzlies
to
definitely
develop
making
the
the
three
play-in.
ball.
Yeah, I got them making the play-in for sure.
Yeah.
They're five and
Grizzlies are
four. Yeah, I
good.
got them. Yeah, for sure.
Anything else on the Lakers? Is you're our Laker expert? Sports Talk's Laker expert?
No, I just hope they Herb make some moves and AD come back.
Who do the Lakers play Philly Friday night? Philly is a goddamn disaster now.
Yeah, Maxie's out, so I
Maxey's out
got
for, they
faith
said, at
we're gonna
least a
win.
month.
Yeah, I got a faith that we're
Joel
gonna
Embiid
win
is
that.
suspended. I don't think he's going to be on the court
I'm
regardless.
getting tired, dude. I don't anybody that's really a fan of him, like for
You
real,
see,
cause
when they critiqued him, the Philadelphia media critiqued him. They're like, oh, you're already talking about not playing. Whoop, doo, 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 whoop. And you hear what he said. He said, I've done too much for this fucking city to be criticized. Something like that. You haven't
bro.
done a goddamn thing, Jack.
Can I say
You haven't
one
even made
thing?
it to a fucking conference final.
Yeah. Let me just
Talking
say
about
this
you
one
did
thing.
too much for this city. What the hell did you do for the city? Rocky
Man,
did
you
more
haven't
for the
done
fucking
shit.
city.
He hasn't done shit.
Rocky did more for the fucking city.
Goddamn, Benny Siegel did more for that Philly.
Foles won a goddamn Super Bowl.
He will be
And you
remembered
think you
more in
did?
Philly.
He got a statue. He's a fucking statue outside the stadium.
Let me say this. So they let me get this right. Kawhi Leonard, two-time Finals MVP, right? One of the best two-way players of all time. So you call him the worst superstar ever. Mind you, he has two rings because he missed games, right? But Joel Embiid misses games and can't even get out the second round, and they never say nothing about this dude. They
And he
never
just
say
misses
nothing.
games to miss games, I think, at this point.
Exactly.
Kawhi had
Exactly.
injury. Like, to
Exactly.
come
And
out and say, like, oh,
yes.
we're just not going to play this guy to load management, all that bullshit,
Like,
ridiculous.
what?
Especially like you just said, and like J.J. Redick said, Bron is 39 damn years old.
Yes.
He's going damn near a triple-double on his own against Memphis. At 39 years old, you're telling me Joel Embiid can't still get out, still can't get out there? And how does this suspension shit work? Does the suspension start like whenever the fuck he decides to come back on the court? Like, how does that work? Is the suspension gonna go at the same time as this injury load management shit?
They said it started the game until I mean when they played Phoenix, I think yesterday or the day before.
Oh, so it's gonna run concurrently with this injury nonsense? So he's not even
Yeah.
damn suspended.
Man, he needs to hit the court, bro. Like, this is
He wasn't
getting
gonna
fucking
play
ridiculous.
regardless. Especially
Who?
like that's what we were talking about preseason. is this whole thing they're banking on Maxey with Paul George already had the injury coming into the season. Joel Embiid, we beating a dead horse on that one at this point. Maxey's out for a month, and we're what, a week into the NBA season? We're 9 games in. Maxey's already out for a month.
It's crazy. I don't Philly's not looking good right now. It's for sure the Celtics is getting out the East for sure. I
Yeah.
mean, I don't know, look, 'cause Cleveland looking good, bro. I
Lose to
ain't
the
gonna lie.
Warriors last night.
Yeah, Cleveland looking good too.
Lose to the Warriors last night. We didn't have Jaylen Brown, didn't have Kristaps. Warriors play well. I mean, Steph Curry just shows up against Boston for some reason.
I was
Sometimes you just got
heated.
to tip your cap to some degree.
I was
A
heated
couple of
because
those
I
shots he
wanted.
was making was ridiculous. Buddy Hield has turned out to be a huge fucking asset.
Where was Jaylen Brown, man? Is he injured or something?
Yeah, he's got a hip injury.
Well, yeah, let him rest. That's no
Yeah,
joke.
that's why
IT had
I
that.
don't like if you ask me like, am I worried about the Celtics losing to the Warriors in Boston, a couple weeks into the season, before last year, I would say yes. Like, okay, that's a cause for concern. Even with Jaylen Brown on not on the floor. But the way that they just won the chip last year and the way that they've been playing up to this point, I'm not worried about a damn thing.
The only
The
thing I'm
Warriors
mad
can
about
have
is,
this.
yeah, the only thing I'm mad about is because now we got to hear from these fucking Warriors fans. Like, they about to ride this
Yeah.
shit to the next time they play. I'm telling you. Or the next time, like, they're going to ride this shit for the next 10 years, bro.
Yeah. They may raise a banner for this one. We beat the Celtics in the regular season.
But the Warriors looking
Raise the
dangerous, man.
banner.
They started off in 22 like this, so I'm a little worried though.
Yeah, I know. I'll give you that for sure. I can agree with that.
I'm a little
But
worried
I'm not too worried.
about the Warriors or the Celtics.
Celtics.
Are you
I'm not
worried about the
worried.
Warriors at all?
No, I'm not worried about any team in the NBA right now as a
No,
Celtics fan.
because I'm just saying because they started off like this in 22. Like, does that not concern you?
No, because it was a whole different Celtics team. If we even get to a Celtics Warriors finals like we had in 22, but it's a whole different Celtics team. We got Jaylen Brown, or I'm sorry, Drew and Kristaps now. There's just no like when the Celtics are fully healthy and everybody's on the floor for the Boston Celtics, there's just no team in the NBA that comes close, in my opinion. Like maybe when you take Kristaps out of the equation, you take Jaylen Brown out of the equation, where Peyton Pritchard has to play. How many minutes did he play last night? 30 minutes from Peyton. Sam Hauser plays 22. I'll give you that. I'll entertain that. But when 1 through 5 is, Derek White, Drew Holiday, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Kristaps, no chance. There's nobody in the NBA that comes close. But I do want to shout out Nemus Quata. Kata, however you say it.
Who?
He was balling. Nemus Quata for the Celtics, that backup center. Or he started, but he is kind of the backup center. He had a big game. That could be a Rob Williams 2.0, hopefully. That's what I'm hoping for. I miss Rob Williams, man.
Yeah, I was about to say, you
And
think I should have
we
kept
got
him?
to get
Or
Rob
not?
back. Abso-fucking-lutely. He was injury prone, but man, there
He was a
was
beast on defense.
very few things that like just watching Celtics games, very few things have got Celtics fans excited like Rob Williams gets people excited on the floor. So it sucks to see him go. I don't even know if he's playing still. He's with Portland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
But I
think he's
don't know if he's
playing.
really playing. Oh, C CMC, it bro, it just breaking news. He's playing on Sunday.
Oh shit. Porch Talk Live breaking news. Christian McCaffrey's suiting up. Let's see how that changes. I'm gonna check the spread now for Tampa
Damn.
Niners, see if it changes.
Tampa about the I mean 49ers. Damn, fuck. Man, let that motherfucker rest. Damn.
Here he comes. Here comes the 49ers. They do this shit every fucking year. It's
But I
like the
feel like
cycle. They
he probably
suck for
gonna run like
six
10.
weeks.
Yeah, they probably gonna he probably
Somebody's
gonna run like
fucking
10 carries.
injured. Yeah, they go on a little fucking win streak, make it to the playoffs. All the Niners fans get all high and mighty, and then they lose in the playoffs again. It was just a fucking cycle for Niners fans. We're just at the point where injuries are ending, and the Niners probably start somewhat of a win streak from here. But nature will do its course with the 49ers. You have any closing remarks for us this November 7th afternoon?
Go Lakers. Go Miami. We play LA on Monday night, prime time, you know.
That'll be a good one.
I'm just praying both my teams at least make the playoffs.
Yeah, Miami's a team you
Go.
definitely got to pray for. I would pray twice. Go pray again.
But yeah, go Miami, go Lakers, you know what I'm saying? Fuck Rob Pelinka.
Fuck Rob Pelinka.
I heard he got a. They say he don't even got a really good reputation in the league, anyways. I don't know why, but.
The whole Lakers front office doesn't have a good reputation. Genie Buss, every since Jerry went down, not went down, like passed away, but you know what I'm saying, stepped down from general management, that front office roles, the Lakers front office has been a fucking disaster.
And he gave it to her, though. Yeah, right?
Yeah, he gave it to her and Rob Pelinka.
Did she ever win a ring for the Lakers? I mean, yeah, obviously in
You guys
2019,
got
but
that
before
little,
that?
yeah, that little Mickey Mouse
No,
bubble
before
ring.
that, though.
No.
Man, y'all gotta
Because
stop
I think
disrespecting that bubble ring. If anybody
it
else would have won that, I swear on everything, they would have hyped that shit up.
Yeah,
Anybody
maybe.
else won that?
I don't
If the
care.
bro. If the fucking Celtics or the Heat, if the Heat would have or the Celtics would have won that shit that year or the Bucks, I promise you they would have hyped that shit up so much. But it's
Yeah.
LeBron.
That's what I'm saying. It's LeBron. It's okay. That was a good team to watch. That was a great Laker
Yeah,
team.
I missed that team.
That was a real good team.
Played defense, shot the ball
Christian Wood
well.
wasn't Christian Wood on that team?
Who?
Christian Wood, was
Christian?
he?
Nah. That
He
team
came
was
later.
fucking deep, bro. That team was deep, man. And
Yeah.
I remember coming to school every day happy as hell, getting them W's. We was first in the West. I didn't have to worry about the Warriors and nothing.
And then
That was a good
fucking
year.
COVID. Then the
Yeah.
fucking COVID.
Fucking COVID, man.
Fucking COVID. But
Never
you
will
have any
forget
closing
that.
remarks? Any closing remarks on anything besides the Lakers?
Good luck to Bronny. Got sent to the G League. You know what I'm saying? Go Bronny.
Okay. Any thoughts or opinions on Donald Duck being the new president? Donald Schmuck?
I hope everybody stays safe. I hope nobody broke up any friendships or anything over this. You know what I'm saying? We're all cool. We all disagree without, you know what I'm saying, cutting each other off. So just be adults, man. You ain't gotta cut everybody off for that
I like
bullshit. Come
that.
on.
Be adults. Be adults.
Yeah.
Underline it. Bold it. Put it in bold. Quote
Yes.
him. Xavier, be
Yes.
adults. There
Be
you
an
go.
adult.
Be an adult. That's going to be the Porch Talk message for this week. Be an adult.
Yes, be an
Be an
adult.
adult. And Drake May is the best rookie quarterback in football.
No, sir.
That's the 2 points for this for Porch Talk this week. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. November 7th episode coming to a close. We'll
Yes,
see you
sir.
this weekend. We will see you this weekend.
Yes, sir.